The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. His faithful Filipino valet, Cato, Briff Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Briff Reed in the thrilling adventure, A Bit of Doodling. The Green Hornet strikes again. Well-built, dark-complexioned young man sat alone in a Pullman compartment on the city-bound express. His thoughts were suddenly interrupted when the compartment door quickly opened and closed.
Oh, what the...
He looked up to face another man about his own build who stood holding a blunt automatic in his hand.
Surprised, huh? You didn't know I was on to you.
You're smarter than I gave you credit for, Hanley. But you can't get away with anything like this on this train, you know.
That's what you think. Most of the people in this car are in the diner. I made sure no one's near enough to hear a shot.
You lay your plans carefully, don't you?
No more carefully than you do, Kenton. Of course, I prefer to take you along with me as my prisoner. We'd like to ask you some questions.
At the proper time, you're the one who's going to answer questions. Well, right now it looks as though you've got the drop on me, so... Give me that gun!
I'll give it to you, all right? That's what you think!
Too bad, but accidents will happen. I better check and make sure nobody heard that shot. Nobody coming. Now I'll take his credentials. He won't be found for a time, at least. I've got to work fast. I'll soon be in the city, and I don't want anything to interfere with a job ahead of me. If I can get away with this, nothing will.
Watch closely, Loretta. He will not know us by sight.
You must not make a mistake, Professor. He is to be wearing a gray top coat, a black hat, and will be carrying a briefcase.
We will be sure that he identifies himself sufficiently, Loretta.
Oh, look. Standing over there, that must be he.
Come, we go over and find out. Pardon me. Do you have the time, young man?
Oh, yes, yes. It's just 2 o'clock.
Your watch must be slow.
Exactly half an hour slow.
That's the correct answer.
Come to meet you. Your number?
X-29.
Good, that's right. We know your real name is Carl Wessel, though no doubt you've been using an assumed one. Carl, this is my secretary, Miss Melville.
How do you do?
I'm Professor Berslau.
How do you do, Professor?
Now we'll take a taxi to my home where we can compare notes and get down to business.
Well, that suits me. The sooner the better.
Ah, come then. We have no time to lose. I hope you had no trouble on your trip here?
None, to speak of.
We'll soon be where we can talk freely. Meantime, we must be sure we're not followed. Nothing must interfere with the completion of our plans.
Late that afternoon, Britt Reed, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, was busy in his office when Mike Axford, one of his reporters, entered.
Hello, Axford. What's new?
Plenty, Reed. Gunnigan assigned me to a murder case. A man who was found dead in a compartment in a Pullman car. They found him after the car was shunted into the yards.
Gunnigan told me about that. What'd you find out?
Well, not much, Reed. I stuck along with Sarge while he questioned the conductor and porter and all.
Well?
They don't know who the corpse is yet. There wasn't any identification on him.
I see.
We got sort of a description of a guy who might have done it, though, Reed.
What sort of a description?
Well, the porter said he thought he remembered a young guy wearing a gray top coat coming out of that compartment as the train pulled into the station.
Well, that's a lead, anyway.
Sure. I went with Sarge while he questioned the cab drivers, and one of them says he took a guy like that with an old man and a girl, and both of them was wearing dark glasses, he said. Well, anyway, he drove all three of them to a corner downtown. He said he thought they got into another cab after they got out of his.
That certainly seems suspicious.
Yeah, but the trail ends there, and Sarge is stumped.
Yes. It isn't much to go on at that, Mike. What's that you have there?
Huh? Oh, it's a timetable. I picked up on that guy's cab. It was lying on the seat.
Oh, well, anyone could have left that.
Sure, that's why I didn't give it to the Sarge. I knew it wasn't important. I forgot I was still carrying my hand, that I did. I leave it with you, Reed, and maybe you'll need one sometime, eh?
Well, Miss Case has plenty of them in her office, Mike. You better get back to headquarters in case anything new turns up.
Sure, I'll be getting right down there. I'll see you later, Reed.
Right. Oh, might as well throw the timetable in the wastebasket. Couldn't have any value in it. Oh, what's that? Somebody drew little triangles on the back of it, all joined and in a row. Well, just a bit of doodling, I guess. Mike sure picks up the darnest things.
That evening, behind drawn curtains in his study, Professor Breslau sat at his desk while he carried on a conversation with the young man and the girl.
Our work is almost done, Carl. But our plans won't be complete until after the arrival of another agent tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, there's only one more in on this besides yourselves, then?
Yes. And with the information that he'll bring, with what you brought, that's all that's needed for me to finish my calculations.
Well, how is it you've been able to work so long here in this city without any suspicion?
Oh, I've been in this country for years. I'm a naturalized citizen.
Professor Breslau is a recognized authority on higher mathematics. He's fully trusted here.
Oh, I've heard of the professor, of course. I've read some of your articles.
Yes. Why, even some of the war manufacturers have had the professor help on some of their calculations.
Yes, that is so. I'm finishing up a series of articles for the Daily Sentinel, which I shall take in tomorrow. But the most important work of all is what we are about to do.
Well, just what is it you're going to work out from the information I brought?
Evidently you haven't been told.
Well, no, I haven't.
Now, as you know, the information you brought gives certain sections of the East Coast which are most heavily patrolled by naval ships. Now, added to what I get tomorrow, I'll go to work calculating the best possibilities offshore for our robot-carrying submarines.
Oh, so that's it.
Of course. You must have had some idea.
Well, I guess there was something like that. You're sure the other agent will come tomorrow?
Oh, yes. He will come directly here. He's been here before.
When will the bombing actually take place?
We will complete those details tomorrow night. Mark, the other agent, will take them and see that they get through. Then, in 1 week, Our submarines will be in those positions, releasing their robot bombs. And America will at last feel the ravages of the war on her own shores.
The following afternoon, Britt Reed returned to his office from lunch. A few minutes later, Axford entered carrying a thick envelope.
What's up now, Mike?
Not much, Reed. Gunnigan asked me to bring this up to you. Some professor something or other was here and waiting to see you, but he had to go. He left this copy. Casey says he scribbled all over magazines, drawn doodles.
Oh, that must be from Professor Breslau.
Sure, that's the guy. That's him. He waited a long time for you. There it is, Reed. Just as he left it.
Thanks. I'm sorry I wasn't here. I've been wanting to meet the professor. Up to now, I haven't done so.
Well, that's his stuff, and I guess you're supposed to check it over or something.
Tell Gunnigan I'll send it down to him shortly, Mike.
Okay. I'll tell him, Reed.
Well, this must be the last of his articles, aren't it? What's all that on the back of the envelope? A lot of little triangles joined together. Wait a minute. Just like those that were on that timetable Mike found in the cab. Well, let's see. I hope I didn't. No, here it is. Evidently, the professor subconsciously draws those when he's... Great Scott! Could he have been the old man who was seen with the suspected killer yesterday? I'll call Kato. I'd hate to be mistaken about this, so I have to move cautiously. One thing I'd like to do is to have a look through the professor's place, if possible.
Mr. Britt's apartment?
Kato, I want you to do something for me.
Oh, you, Mr. Britt. I'm ready. What you want to be done?
Listen, look up the address of Professor Breslau, then go out there and watch the place. See who comes and goes.
Yes, sir.
Above all, let me know if the professor goes out later. He left here and went home, but I'm not sure...
I'll make sure if he go out again that no one home.
Good. That's what I'll want to know. I'll go to the apartment and wait there until I hear from you. Be careful you're not seen.
I'll be careful. I come to apartment right away if he leave house.
All right. See you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Britt.
Maybe I'm sticking my neck out, but if it turns out that I'm not, the Green Hornet might bring in a scoop for the Sentinel. Who can tell?
Riff Reed went to his apartment to wait for Kato, his faithful Filipino valet and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet. Just as darkness set in, Kato returned to make his report.
I watched Professor's house for a long time. See no one until short time ago.
Well, who did you see then?
Old man come out of house with young girl and young man. They get into car and drive away. I wait, then ring doorbell. No one at home now.
How long ago did they leave, Kato?
Oh, it's not far from here, maybe 10 minutes, no more.
And then we have no time to lose. I want to have a look through that house, especially since you saw a young man and a girl with the professor. We'll take the Black Beauty, Kato.
It ready. Also, gas gun and mask.
Let's go then. Come on.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Kato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Seems improbable that a respected man like the professor would really be mixed up in anything like a murder.
Oh, respectability often cloak for evildoer, Mr. Britt.
Yes, sad to say. Let's get moving.
Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness. We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. And now, back to our story. Arriving in the vicinity of Professor Breslau's house, Britt Reed and Cato stopped the Black Beauty in a vacant lot nearby. Leaving the car safe from prying eyes, the two men soon reached a side window of the darkened house.
You want me to come inside with you?
Yes. Two can search better and faster than one. I'll pry open this window.
What we search for, Mr. Britt?
Anything that seems suspicious, Cato. Incriminating papers, drawings, something like that. There. Follow me. Well, this must be the study. There's a desk over there. We'll have to make this flashlight do.
Why you think he have papers?
I have a hunch that young man you saw is wanted for murder. Start searching.
Maybe Professor not involved as you think.
I'm going to make certain.
How you do that?
I'll leave a Hornet seal right here on the desk blotter, Cato. If he's not involved in anything, the Professor will call the police the minute he sees that seal. Let's get out of here.
What if he not called police, Mr. Britt?
In that case, the Green Hornet will go into action in a big way, Cato. We'll wait in the Black Beauty until they return. I have a hunch there's going to be a big job ahead for the Green Hornet.
A short time later, Professor Breslau and his friends arrive, bringing the new agent whom they'd gone to meet. The small group entered the study in the professor's house.
Now, Mark, I will look over what you've bought. After that, I'll... Look. Look here.
What is it, Professor?
What are you staring at?
But there, on my desk, a seal.
What? Seal of the Green Hornet.
Green Hornet? Who's that? What's it mean?
I've heard of that criminal.
But think what this means.
The Hornet suspects us.
What did you have on your desk? Has he taken anything incriminating, Professor?
No, I leave nothing around where people can find it. But if he suspects, he may come back.
Well, where do you keep your plans and papers, Professor?
Do you see that bookcase to the left of the fireplace? It swings out. Now, behind it is a small closet-like room where I keep my files. And I... Wait.
What's the matter?
I have a plan. A plan that may trap the Green Hornet.
But he may not come back.
Loretta, the Hornet is not an ordinary criminal. He came here for a definite purpose. I'm certain he'll come back.
Well, what is your plan to trap him, Professor?
Mark and Loretta will go into the file room behind that bookcase. Now, there's a small opening above one of the books. Mark will point his gun through it, and also it'll be big enough for him to see out of.
It'll be a pleasure to shoot that crook.
What about me?
You will stand behind that screen over in the corner, just in case something goes wrong. Now, Mark, if the Hornet comes in, I'll attract his attention. Then, when I lift this paper, like this...
Yes?
You will shoot him down. You mustn't miss, otherwise he'll have you cornered in that little room. There's no other way out of there.
Leave it to me. I won't miss.
Now go keep watch from the other room, with the lights out. I'll work here at the desk on my calculation until the Hornet comes. I'm sure we won't have long to wait. When he does come, we'll be ready and waiting.
Meanwhile, Britt Reed and Cato had seen the arrival of the professor and his group. They waited in the Black Beauty to see what would be the result when the Hornet's seal was discovered. After some time had passed, Britt Reed came to a decision.
Cato, Professor Breslau's had plenty of time to get the police here, if he intended to do so.
No doubt he finds seal by this time.
I'm sure he has. We know there's a light in the study, so he must have found it. I've come to the conclusion that he's involved in something he doesn't want the police to know about.
He go out with one man and girl, then he come back with two men and girl, Mr. Britt.
Yes. Discounting the girl, that's three men we have to contend with. You wait here. I'll go over to the house and have a look around.
Yes, sir.
I'll get the setup of things there, and then perhaps Professor Breslau will have a visitor or two he has to count it on. I won't be long, kiddo.
At one of the windows in the darkened back room, Loretta and Mark stood peering out between the curtains. They spoke in low tones as they watched.
Where's that new agent, Loretta?
He's watching from a window in the front hall.
There's something about that man I don't trust.
Why do you say that, Mark? He gave us the right answers at the station and also brought the proper information to Professor Breslau.
Nevertheless, I suspect him. I understood Agent X-29 was a blonde. This fellow is dark-complected.
Oh. You think he's not one of our agents, then?
That's exactly what I do think. Of course, he could have dyed his hair for the purpose of avoiding detection.
Oh, don't be so suspicious, Mark. Professor Breslau would know if he were not one of our men. They've already conversed in German, and the new agent speaks it fluently.
Just like a woman to say that. Don't you speak English fluently, Loretta? As I do?
Yes, that's true. But I still think you're wrong about him.
Maybe so. But later, I'll ask Professor Breslau to let me put him through some tests. Tests that will definitely prove whether he's a Nazi agent or not.
Come on. It's time to take our place in the study for the trap we planned against the Green Hornet. I saw him sneaking around under the study windows just a few moments ago.
You saw the Hornet at the windows, you say?
Yes, and we better hurry into the study. He may try to enter any minute. Now, come on.
Did you see anything suspicious?
Yes, Professor. A few moments ago, I saw a dark figure skulking along under the study window. I think it was a Hornet. He ran back toward the lot across the way.
Then he's about to enter our trap.
Shall we get ready, Professor?
Yes. You and Loretta go into the file room behind the bookcase and shoot when you get my signal. You, Kyle, will go behind the screen, as I told you before. It'll be a pleasure to see the Hornet surprised when our trap is sprung. A trap he doesn't suspect.
After a cautious inspection of Professor Breslau's place, Britt Reed returned to the Black Beauty, where Cato was waiting.
What you find out, Mr. Britt?
The professor's working at his desk in the study. He seems to be alone. The others are evidently in the other part of the house. At least I'm sure he saw the Hornet seal I left a while ago.
Well, now what you do?
I'm going in and face down the Professor Cato. Better come along and be nearby in case I need you. Come on.
The two men moved quickly and silently through the darkness. Then, after whispering a few words, they separated. Cato going toward the back, while Britt Reed reached up and soundlessly began to open the study window. Inside the study, Professor Breslau bent his head over the papers upon which his pencil moved swiftly. He stopped and looked up calmly as a voice broke the stillness of the room.
Hard at work, eh, Professor?
So, the Green Hornet. I thought perhaps you'd come back.
Expecting my visit, eh? That accounts for your lack of surprise.
Oh, I'm not easily surprised. Especially by such blundering criminals as yourself. Now, what do you want here?
Do you mean to say you've forgotten that I'm to be paid for helping you sell out the others?
What are you getting at?
When you hired me, you said there'd be a big reward for turning in those spies.
That's a lie.
And especially for the one who murdered the man on the train yesterday.
That blundering idiot. So he was foolish enough to let somebody
follow him. You admit you're hiding him. Come on, give me my cut and I'll do my part. As you said, we can make them look as if you had nothing to do with it.
Don't listen to him. Mark, Carl, it isn't true. He's lying when he says that. Oh, my shoulder.
Just as I thought.
I'm hit.
Crap. From behind this desk.
You're covered, Hornet. Maybe they can't get you from the place behind the bookcase, but I'm behind you.
Well, at least your friends behind the bookcase shot the professor instead of me.
Shoot him, Carl.
Shut up, you. Don't move, Hornet. I'm warning those Nazis behind the bookcase to stay there if they don't want to get shot.
You... You're not, Carl. You're an American counter-spy. You murdered Carl on the train and took his place.
All right, Nazi, take this.
No, no. Hold on, Hornet. I'll take care of these rats.
So that's it. You're out to get this gang, eh?
Right. And I'm not forgetting you're working with them, Hornet.
This is a big job to tackle alone, fella.
Maybe, but I can... Stay in that file room or I'll...
Don't shoot. Mark's making me shield him. Don't shoot.
I'm coming out, but I'm keeping Loretta in front of me. If you're quiet, you'll hit her.
Oh, you dirty coward.
Be careful. I'll keep her in front of me while I pass you and
oh,
get to the door.
Let me go. Let go, Mark.
Soon I'll be through the door, Loretta. And you can follow me. That counter spy won't shoot while you're in the way.
Stop. Stop or I'll have to shoot.
No. No, you hit me.
No, now to open the door and get out of here.
You'll not leave this way.
Oh, my arm.
I'll try to finish that spying sneak, then I'll get away.
I think not. Oh.
Well, I still have you covered, Hornet. In a few minutes, I'll phone the police to take you all to headquarters.
You're a spunky fellow, but...
Well, I'll take that gun.
Quiet. There. You are...
All right. If you weren't wounded, I probably couldn't have taken it so easily. Professor and the other guy are out cold, and the girl has fainted. Go ahead and call the police, buddy. But I'm leaving right now.
Hey, wait, you!
What's happened? Mark, look at her.
The game's up, Professor Breslau. Your plans to direct Nazi subs where to shoot robot bombs from along our coast will be turned over to the FBI.
Mark told me he suspected you. If that Hornet hadn't interfered, you would have been put to a test and we'd have known you were a counter-spy.
Well, a good thing for me, then, that he did interfere. At least I've got you and those two to hand over to the police.
You let him get away. He must have been working with you.
Well, I happen to know he was in with your gang, Breslau. But believe me, if he weren't a criminal and a spy, he sure could have made a name for himself as a counter-spy. Well, now I'll phone the police and report your capture and the escape of the Green Hornet. He sure gave Uncle Sam a helping hand tonight.
Copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Henry Stambaugh speaking. This is the Blue Network.